So you're just going to design her site. That's what you're going to... So there you go.
Awesome.
All right. So I'll just do the web design for it. You do the coding.
Exactly.
I'll just... We hand it off
you,
to the
You tell me how you want it to...
And then we'll support website meet because we have to have a huge banner.
Hey, I love the idea of a banner on your site.
Okay. Well, actually, did you see my... Oh, you want to
tell
me
about it.
No, Photoshop.
Tell me about it. Okay. Yeah, this is GoDaddy.
Is familiar? Can you see if Al is on?
Oh, sorry. Look familiar?
Yeah. Is that legal? Wow.
It's a reselling account. He puts his own graphic and text here. He puts his own name here.
Oh, he's talking about Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he buys
it's,
the...
It's just a GoDaddy reseller account. That's all it is.
Yeah. And how much is it? Only 12 a year?
No, for a domain, yeah. That's the same as it for GoDaddy. No, that's not for that.
No, how much does Scott pay for our service?
I'm not sure.
He owns Niagara Hosting, right? And then GoDaddy just...
It looks like he should be paying in the range of $40 to $50 a month.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Negligible cost.
But the thing, the hosting,
they're nothing.
We're not a host though. We're the data server. We're the
host reseller. We're the website.
Yeah, support. But website me, we also web design, right?
Yeah, we support and design the website.
Yeah.
We're not so much the host. We
that's it.
Although we take care of the hosting for the client.
So do you think eventually we should become hosting too? Like totally.
Can you turn that down just a tad, dear? Dear? Can you turn that down just a tad? Is that enough so that I don't have to yell at you?
Okay, so what was the...
Thank you, my love. You can turn it up louder than that even, but...
Okay, so... Yeah, so we're not hosting. That's the thing. The web design's a big chunk and then the maintenance. But the basic maintenance, even at $12, the $20... Like, do you think we do a lot of work?
$20.
Oh, it's just to make sure backdoors, hackers.
$20 gives us a total of $30 a month, or 30 minutes a month per client.
Okay.
Now that's 10 minutes from me, 10 minutes from you, 10 minutes from Justin. Or
of working. What can we do in 10 minutes, though?
You could write up a paragraph in 10 minutes, I'm sure, if they wanted to know.
Oh,
I could implement a couple of paragraphs in 10 minutes. I could change a button or two. I could do 100.
Oh, so I could just say, these guys could use a different hue. Here's the color. Okay, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Command line.
Change the color, and then I'll be, okay, color is red. Do you like that red? No. Okay.
Maybe,
do you like that red?
Maybe
no.
I can
okay.
do it in...
Like that
programming English language, man. You know, it's like, I can do it in 12 lines of code, or I can be really long-winded, like, you know, sometimes do it in 150. Yeah, so, that's cool, man.
You can't do it in lines of code, but, yeah, I did it in 10-minute allocations. We're going to have to figure out what...
Well, that's the monthly upkeep,
how much
though, monthly upkeep. Because, I mean, designing a site, obviously...
And I think we can just advise the client, yeah, those changes you requested, they are going to need another
basic sites, though, basic sites where we just keep the same template, and just colors.
Really need change.
We just cut change colors, and that's it.
They don't even need that most of the time. They're going to like the colors that they originally did.
That could have the exact same colors of another customer, though?
Oh, yeah, why not?
Just randomize them.
But I'm saying...
But like, is that where we want to...
There's going to be a lot of clients who never want changes done. They like the way their site is done. As long as it's running, that's what they want.
But do you think we
should... But there's also going to be people who do want to change it, update it, I think.
Yeah, we should say there's a disclaimer. This template is our most popular, but we say it, you know, someone else has it. Or if someone wants it unique... Well, say if someone uses the exact same...
They're not going to be picking templates. They're going to not even know we have templates.
Okay, what... Oh, I'm designing sites.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The QA agent that looks through the templates and that type of thing.
Okay. Right. That's it, because... Fuck, that's what I should be doing. I should be shopping for templates. Well, not shopping, designing templates, but, like, you know...
Picking up templates. Looking... Anytime you got a site to do, just go through a template site. And just look at the different templates, and you'll be like, I like the way that one works. This title goes here, the viewing box is here, the menu's here, they got an ad here. Now, then the customer wants, like, it's got a chat pop-up here, a music player here.
I have and a fucking architecture table that can do it, too. Holy shit. All right, man. Wow. You know, it's kind of weird that, I was born to be a web site designer.
Well, it's funny after the third day.
But seriously, the Grand Barn though, man, we'll have a rave if we can get this going. Maybe not a crazy rave, it'll be more like a cool-ass pagan rave.
Doing it the way you're doing it now, just to load up the front end, which for you will should start up in the demo site.
He will have to make this walk smooth. I'm going to have to work on
and then just change the template here, so that you can see how it looks out after it's finished.
No, didn't you say I want to see the skeleton?
Like 151, baby one. The thing here, you got your menus up top here. You got your frame in here. You got an ad down here. And then you got the logo that pulls in up here. Not sure what the spray bar is.
Oh, man, that's a good way of seeing where the content. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Now, if you're looking for ideas where you're actually going to draw it down, or you want to draw down basics and say, see the way this template looks, that's fine. Because I can change that.
Yeah, well, that's it. What we did with that MS Paint when I sent you a conceptual drawing.
Like with this one, I should be able to make the frame come in inside.
Oh, is the toilet still running? Sorry.
I should be able to make this frame, like, stop here, for instance. And here, so it looks like it's on the page.
If we were to do
I
corn.
Could put the menus up top and all kinds of things like that, but I need them all, and that's not the like default. So the template is imported by default, which is important to know. The way the template looks when you're going through here,
so those
is not at all the way it looks when you actually import it.
And that's actually, an approach I should be using with premium, but for the generic customers, going through those template doesn't look finished. We can just change some words.
Depending on your browser, you can just click here and use your I think it's arrow and enter. Yeah. Arrow and enter. Arrow
and enter. Nice.
So you can preview them like that.
Yeah, beauty, you know. Sweet.
See, some of them, I chose to leave the graphics in for whatever reason. Other ones, like skeletons. I didn't really know how to do it.
Yeah, you know what? I would say redo this if you can, but with as much of the original. What shall
Thomas is already redoing these.
Okay.
If you have any advising on how to redo them, tell him that. Because it's this current project.
Okay. Because basically all we have to do is change the pictures and the text.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really all we do. So.
Some of them are hard to see what they end up looking like this way.
And they're easy to match
like
up.
163. Exactly. If you go here, you can see that 163 actually looks like this.
Yeah,
which is completely different than what it turns out to
be. It has to be something a little more obvious, like that melds right away, like an easy to replace picture.
This was never meant to look like this. This was a very quick implementation so that I could placehold. I need this feature. Okay, that feature's done. 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 After that, I can go in and say, okay, change this, change
this.
Wait
a minute. Wait. What are we saying? So we don't need this system anymore?
No. This system is set up so that customers had a way to change their site. I never wanted customers to have a way to change their site.
So, but we're not pursuing this.
Exactly.
Or is this
what this is?
We canceled this.
No. What this is the way my agents are going to.
Oh,
and your agents are going to
design and stuff.
When they write in text, they're going to write in text in me.
Right.
They'll end up going here. They'll go pop out, and they'll type in the text.
We can't edit.
They don't need the code.
Sorry, but the placeholder, we don't have any templates for that. Going back, to the placeholder. Sorry.
What placeholder?
Like go to a full nice looking template.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
This page is a placeholder. This page was actually supposed to take this, or not take this, but take the what it outputs and fill in like Lorem Ipsum type text.
Okay.
So that you never actually saw what the original template looked like. That way it didn't look like all we were doing is reselling free